have seen a little bit what is happening there in the northeastern part of India, in one of the states called Orissa. That has happened actually in 2007, then followed by 2008. The same CD I have, a brutal, brutal killing of over 400 people. I don't want to show that, you know, just I don't want somebody to be scared by seeing that very graphic, brutal killing. Well, that's one part of the thing, but God is blessing the ministry, and we are excited to see what God is doing there. And Dr. Lashley and Dr. Vickers, they came in February. We had a wonderful, wonderful time. And thank you so much for your friendship and your love for the ministry of the South India Baptist Bible College. And the last time I met your pastor, Jody Jenkins, he preached in Crown College. This is how he addressed his pastor. I have to follow Amosus. We appreciate that great respect he has for his pastor, his mentor. And he did a tremendous and wonderful job. And we appreciate you so much, Pastor Jenkins. God has raised up you to be an example and a great preacher of God's word. After much prayer, we have decided to hand over our convention. We call it convention, actually. It's an evangelistic outreach. And we asked Dr. Harry Vickers to arrange the preachers to come over there to preach. It's a tremendous opportunity to reach the heathen people with the gospel. The last evangelistic outreach was the 10th one, and we had 453 people got saved. Over 9,000 people gathered. We go out and get them to our place, and we feed them with one meal, and it's a tremendous opportunity to reach those people with the gospel. And I want you to know that how much we appreciate Buffalo Ridge Baptist Church and your prayer and your generous giving for this past many, many, many years. When I came over here, Pastor Jenkins gave me a very, very generous gift for the sewage treatment plant. And we don't take anything lightly, and we appreciate your prayer and your generous giving for the ministry of the South India Baptist Bible College. And Pastor Jenkins, he agreed to come on 2012 to address the evangelistic outreach. You pray for him. And Pastor Jenkins, Dr. Jenkins is an excellent preacher and a man of God. And God has blessed you with a man of God to be your pastor. I need not to say that, but we appreciate him so much. Anybody has a question before I give you a 5 minutes update, then I would like to share a few thoughts from God's word. Also, many of you have contributed towards the sewage treatment plant and many other needs, and it will be difficult for me to name, but I deeply appreciate each one of you prayed and giving for the ministry of the South India Baptist Bible College. Anybody has a question to ask me? And I'll be glad to answer. Well, you have been praying and you have been giving. You need to ask some questions. What your dollar is doing over there. And we deeply appreciate Dr. Vickers, his kindness in coming over there, encouraging that ministry in Burma is doing wonderful, wonderful. Yes, sir. We are praying to build one more dormitory building. Every time, I think till the Lord calls me home, I'll be doing construction activities over there. And we started in a farm area, 11 acres of farmland. Now we have close to 30 acres of land. 7 buildings we have completed, the 8th and the 9th is coming up. By the end of June, we need to move our Christian school to this new building. Yeah, we already spent over $600,000 to build that. That's only half of it. It's a 72,000 square feet building, without which we cannot just run the Christian school. That's going to be completed by the end of June. That's Christian school. We call Christian school. 98% of those children study in the academy. They are from Hindu background. 98%. Think about the opportunity God is giving to us to reach those people with the gospel. Last year alone, more than half of the student body came to know the Lord Jesus Christ. Some of the parents came and complained to us and said, is there any way you can stop our child, our son and daughters, when they come home? All what they do is to sing Christian songs, quoting scriptures. One mother tried her very best. She tried spanking her and scolding her, all kinds of things she tried. She could not stop. Finally, she told me, Dr. Cherian, I let her do it. Let her do it. So it's an opportunity, tremendous opportunity. Many of those people are coming to know the Lord, and you're answering your question, we are still building, sir, and making accommodation possible for other people. Students, last year we have 485 children, I mean students, in our Christian Academy. Yes. Any other question? Well, we have limited time, and I would like to just proceed to give you an update. South India Baptist Bible College started in the year 1983 with 7 students. Our highest was 721. In this 27 years time, over 2,000 students graduated from South India Baptist Bible College. We offer 10 different degrees, and our graduates are serving the Lord all across India, Nepal, Bhutan, Tibet, Myanmar, Bangladesh. Even we have one of our graduates serving the Lord in Red China. And God is blessing us. Almost every day we see people coming to know the Lord Jesus Christ. Last year, over 1,900 people trusted in the Lord for salvation. And it's an exciting thing. Along with all these things, the blessings, we also see persecution. Persecution is spreading in the southern part of India also. This is in the northeastern part, but it's spreading other parts too. But every time when something like this it happens, the Lord reminds us, rejoice and be exceeding glad. For great is your reward in heaven, when men persecute and revile and say all manner of evil against you. In the very same state, when the trouble was going on, a young man was traveling from a Christian meeting outside of his state, and he was going home. On the way, the Hindus caught him. They asked him, are you a Christian? He said, yes, I am a Christian. That truly did not satisfy those Hindu people. Then they started to search his bag. They found a Bible. Now, we know for sure that you are a Christian. So they asked this young man, he's a pastor, he asked him to follow. When he went there, they buried him up to here and said, one last opportunity, one last chance. If you deny your faith, we will spare your life. The young man looked at him and said, that's not possible to deny the Lord Jesus Christ. They dropped a big boulder on his head, and his head was all shattered. One of the young ladies who is studying in our Bible college, next year she is going to study third year. Her uncle and one of the deacons, in daylight, broad daylight, they have cut them into pieces. So such brutal murder was there in 2008. They have destroyed 7 of our churches which we built in that region. You know the amazing thing? We have over 300 graduates in that region serving the Lord. That's the very same state where Graham stays, and his 2 sons were burned alive. I'm not trying to play on your emotions. These things are real. These things are there. In the very same CD, you will find a Hindu family giving her crawling baby, female baby, to a cobra, believing that cobra should bite and kill her so that their curse can be removed. They believe somebody goes there and tells her there is a curse in your family. The only way to remove the curse is you offer this little girl to the cobra, and the cobra bites the little girl and she dies. Then they believe that curse is removed. It's right there. And I'll give you a copy of that, Pastor. And, you know, I don't want to show it to everybody. You'll be scared. So I don't want to show that one. You know, such wicked practices. Now, how to talk to these people about the Lord? And I believe with all my heart, faith comes by hearing God's word. And we often people would ask me the question, how do you present the gospel to these people? The best answer to that question is this: simply give them the word of God. You know, the Bible says, the word of the Lord is sharper than any two-edged sword. The word of the Lord has to work in their own hearts. And I deeply appreciate your prayer and giving for the ministry of the South India Baptist Bible College. We are planning to go back to India on the 22nd of June. I often tell people, I'm not here raising a dime support for my personal needs. Many of these young men and women who come to the Bible College practically come with a shirt on their back. And I have been coming to this country. I'm getting old. I'm tired in doing this. 64 years old, I made